بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا. صدق الله العظيم. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. درشي الله. Respected brothers, respected elders, mothers and sisters listening at home. When Sayyidina Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala an received the instructions from Khalifa Awwal Bila Fasl, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an, that his mission was now to go straight away without wasting time into the land of Syria. Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala an took the words of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an to be very literal, and without wasting time he cut through into Syria from the desert, the most difficult terrain to cross. No military army has ever done it before him or even after him. First man, first and the last, with his army of great 9,000 soldiers. Most experienced mujahids were with Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala an, and it only took him 5 days to get into Syria. When he got into Syria, without respite, without rest, the very next morning, Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala an put his beautiful uniform, his jabba that he would usually wear when he would go out in the path of Allah for jihad, with his sword right in the middle, from the top to the bottom, that would be hanging in front of him. And his helmet, and on his helmet was the amama that he would wear, and inside the helmet was the auspicious hair of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And with him he had a black flag at that time when he got into Syria. When the 9,000 mujahid saw the Amir, straight away they understood that they have to continue now. Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala an has had his rest and he wishes now to go deep into Syria. Syria was a stronghold for the Roman Empire at that time. Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala an went first to this area called Suwa. There was no fight in Suwa. And then he went into Iraq. Iraq was a city that was fortified, and this was covered in the last session very quickly. There was this old Christian scholar in Iraq, who was a wise man. And he had said to the people of Iraq that if your enemies come to attack you, first consult me, let me know. And if I tell you yes, you can fight them, then you must fight. Otherwise, it is better for you not to fight. So when Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala an came with his army, this old man was given the description of Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala an, and he said to the Roman commander, at that time they were Christian Arabs, but the commander was a man from Rome. And this old man said to him that you have to listen to me, I have been living here for a long period of time, the locals respect me, I wish not for my people to die. There is no force on this earth that can take on this man that is in front of you, Hazrat Khalid bin Walid. Such was his awe and his rob, his presentation. Wherever he went, people feared him. Why? He was Saifullah, the sword of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why shahadat did not come to him. Otherwise, the kuffar would have said that, you see, if he was the sword of Allah, we have broken the sword of Allah. And Allah did not wish for that sword to break. So he died a natural death. And shahadat was given to him in the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills. So the locals were very intelligent. And that Roman commander was also very intelligent. He came, he met Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala an. And the Muslims were very compassionate people, merciful people, generous people. The proposal, the terms, the condition laid out by Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala an was such that no one can ever refuse. He said to the people of Iraq that we will not interfere in your affairs. Do what you want. But you are under the Muslims. You will have to pay jizya. And even the jizya that he appointed was a very humble sum of money that they have to pay annually. Not very great in number, a small amount. It's not written in the books of Ahadith. All it says is that it is rakhis. Only a small amount was fixed for the people of Iraq. So they were very happy. In fact, they were so happy that some of them went out of Iraq to the neighboring villages and cities to tell them that if this man comes to you, then it is best for you to surrender to him. And this is what happened. From Iraq, Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala went to another city, which was Qudaym. When he got to Qudaym, again, the people of Qudaym did not want to fight Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala an. Army was there, the Romans were there, Roman army was also there. All of them surrendered. And they said that this man is a generous man. And it is better for us to be under the Muslims than to be independent. Why? The Muslims will give us security. The Muslim will give us the haqq that we need. And they saw Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala an's justice. Same thing. So now they got Iraq, they got Qudaym. Another city was Sukhna. And Sukhna also, in that part of the region, there was a debate. Some of them said that no, we should not surrender to the Muslims of the Khalid bin Walid. But majority of them said that no, it is better that we surrender. So now without a fight, four of the cities come into the control of Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala. No blood was spilled, no sword, nothing was taken out. All of them came under the banner of Islam. Muslims were the leaders, they would have to pay jizya. Now Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala decides to go to one of the most beautiful cities in the world, even today, which is Dimashq or Damascus, the oldest capital of the world. Have brothers been to Dimashq? I think Farooq, you have been, haven't you? How many have you been? How many people have been to Dimashq? A lot of the companions are resting in Dimashq. Really a beautiful city. Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an was the Amir in that part of the region. Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala an's experience and the wisdom that Allah had given him was such that when the 9,000 Mujahid got close to Dimashq, Dimashq was a stronghold of also the Romans and the main city. Hazrat Khalid bin Walid looked and then he said to the Mujahideen that were with him that I don't want to attack the city of Dimashq just yet. And the city of Dimashq is such that before you go into the city, you have to cross this area which is known as the Ghutta. And the Ghutta is fertile land, green, very green, well-watered plain, a lot of crops, fruit trees, everything there. And the people who lived on the suburbs of Dimashq, on the outskirts of Dimashq, were wealthy people, rich people. So before you go into Dimashq, you have to go through this Ghutta. And the Ghutta was covering Dimashq three quarters from all its ends. And the Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala said that we won't go into Dimashq, but we will touch the ghutta, and we will attack the ghutta, just to give them the taste of the Muslims, that the Muslims are now here in Syria. Why? Because a lot of people were doubting, and they were saying that no, Hazrat Khalid bin Walid is still in Iraq. So just to show them that Hazrat Khalid bin Walid is not in Iraq, he is now in Syria. So he attacks the ghutta, and the hikmat of attacking the ghutta was also that Hazrat Khalid bin Walid wanted enough food supply for the days to come ahead, for the main fight, for the main battle to come. So alhamdulillah, the fight took place. No one was there that could stand in front of Hazrat Khalid bin Walid. Muslims received a lot of, mashallah, a lot of wealth, a lot of weapons, a lot of food supply. Everything was accumulated, and it was on the outskirts of Dimashq that Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala and sent someone to inform Hazrat Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah radiallahu ta'ala and said to him that I want you to meet me not in Dimashq, I want you to meet me in Busra. So this man went ahead to inform Hazrat Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah. Hazrat Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah was with the other companions, Hazrat Shurahbil radiallahu ta'ala and Hazrat Yazid. They were all under the command of Hazrat Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah. He was taking care of the northern province of Syria. And Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala took care of the eastern cities of Syria. When information was given to Hazrat Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah, he thought that if Hazrat Khalid bin Walid comes now to Busra, obviously Amirul Mu'mineen Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq has said that when he comes in front of you, he is your Amir and you have to listen to him. So Hazrat Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah thought that before he comes, it would be better to make it easy for him that he must launch an attack on the city of Busra. Busra was again one of the main cities of Syria, and a lot of the Romans were in this city of Busra. So Hazrat Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah thought that if Khalid bin Walid is to come here, just to make it easy for him, I can say to him that Busra is also under the control of the Muslimin. Hazrat Khalid bin Walid was on his way to Busra. Here Hazrat Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah radiallahu ta'ala and appoints Hazrat Shurahbil as an Amir to go and attack the city of Busra. Who is Hazrat Shurahbil? Hazrat Shurahbil is in his mid-60s. How old is he? In his mid-60s. And a mujahid. Today, when you're 30, 40, aadmi kamzor ho jata hai bilkul. And Hazrat Shurahbil was in his mid-60s. Some have said he was 66. Some have said he was 69. And he's a mujahid. And he is the shagird, the student of Khalid bin Walid, Hazrat Khalid bin Walid, in military warfare. He learnt all the tactics of how to defeat the opponent in the Battle of Yamama with Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala an. And such a great sahabi he was. The ulama have mentioned that he was also Katib-e Wahi. He would write the wahi, the revelation that came to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah, very famous sahabi, appoints Hazrat Shurahbil that before Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala an comes here, what I want you to do is take control of the city of Busra. Hazrat Shurahbil goes with 4,000 mujahideen. Now the elite soldiers are with who? Hazrat Khalid bin Walid. The 9,000 soldiers, elite soldiers. They have seen everything with Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala. They were the ones who crushed the Persian Empire. And now they were the people who were most experienced. So 4,000 were with Hazrat Shurahbil. When Hazrat Shurahbil got close to the city of Busra, the Romans were well prepared. Well prepared, and they knew that the Muslims are to come any minute now. So they were in great numbers. They outnumbered the Muslims by many folds, 3 to 4 times. In the books of history, it says that the Muslims were 4,000 and the Romans were 12,000 plus. Some of the ulama have said that they were just pouring out one after another. when others should have been so 12,000 Roman soldiers armed to the teeth, well equipped with everything, food, supply, everything that was there, he was caught by surprise. He did not expect so many soldiers in front of him. But the instructions were given to him by his Amir, Hazrat Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah, that I want you to take control of Busra. And Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala an was unaware of the situation. He bypassed Dimashq, did not touch Dimashq, took all the wealth, weapons, food supply, everything from the Ghouta, from the outskirts of Dimashq, and he left a few people close to Dimashq to monitor everything, and he came with the son of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, Hazrat Abdul Rahman bin Abi Bakr radiallahu ta'ala an, and they are now walking towards Busra, marching along to Busra, and here you have the Shurahbil, 4,000 people already there. When the Romans come out, they come out very strong, and it was as if though the Muslims were to be defeated. The Romans had a plan, a strategy, a pattern that they were following, and the Muslims did not realize that. Because they were great, so many in numbers, outnumbered the Muslims, they wanted to encircle and surround the Muslims all the way around. So as they were coming out, they were not attacking the Muslims. They were cornering and surrounding the Muslims all the way around. Hazrat Shurahbil noticed that later on, but it was too late. The wall was made all around the Muslims, and they had surrounded the Muslims, the Mujahideen. When Hazrat Shurahbil saw the wall that was around the Mujahideen, 4,000, he knew that now Shahadat is imminent. And this is a defeat for the Muslims. All of them were surrounded, 4,000. Hazrat Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah is not aware of how many Roman soldiers were in the city of Busra. Hazrat Khalid bin Walid does not know. Subhanallah al-Azim, it is said that there was one man who had information that Hazrat Khalid bin Walid is out from Dimashq and he's not very far from Busra. So he went on a horse marching towards Hazrat Khalid bin Walid to his direction to tell him. Information was given to him. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's plan, how he works. Wallahu khayrul maakirin. Allah is the best planner. Allah is the best planner. Subhanallah al-Azim. Who would think that in America there'd be refugees? Who would think? But dekhe, Allah ki maar pari to kaisi pari. The scenes we thought to be what we witness in Bangladesh, which are a flood me. Refugees. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no noise in his stick. Even Fir'aun had to surrender when he saw the tsunami, the big wave in front of him. And then he said that, oh, even now I believe in the Lord of Harun alayhi salam and Musa alayhi salam, and slapped him, Jibreel Amin. But now, al-ana waqad asayta qabl wa kunta min al-kafirin. Now you say that Musa alayhi salam and Harun alayhi salam is the Nabi and that I surrender to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was too late for him. This is the power, this is the qudrat. And this is how merciful the Muslims were. Whenever they went, they never massacred, they never mutilated, they never killed anyone. It was always mercy and compassion, mercy and compassion. You are free to do what you want, free to do what you want, free to do what you want. If you want to remain whatever you are, your religious identity, you are free to do whatever you want. We will protect you, but you have to give us a bit of tax, jizya, and that was it. Subhanallah. Muslims are in the middle, and Hazrat Khalid bin Walid, once information was given to him, it is said only two with Hazrat Khalid bin Walid came to the rescue of 4,000 against 12,000 plus Roman soldiers. One Hazrat Khalid bin Walid, behind him was the son of Hazrat Abu Bakr, Hazrat Abdul Rahman, and then there was another Sahabi with him, but three. And Hazrat Khalid bin Walid knew with his sword dangling, he quickly galloped towards that encirclement. It is said that from a mile the Romans could see this massive turban, amama, of Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala. They got so scared, wallahi lazim, in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is not mubalagha. This is not mubalada. As if they saw Jibreel Amin in front of them. Why? Because Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Saifullah, he's the sword of Allah. They were seeing something in him. All of them dispersed, that encirclement was shattered, it broke off. And the Muslims managed to get out. Hazrat Khalid bin Walid did not even get close to them. When they saw Hazrat Khalid bin Walid, they withdrew all the way back to their forts. All of them were running. Every single Sahabi that was in that circle surrounded was saved. And Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala and came there. And these Roman soldiers, 13,000-14,000, were withdrawing back, running back to their forts. It is said that Hazrat Shurahbil radiallahu ta'ala and looked at Hazrat Khalid bin Walid, did the hamd and shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the mujahideen said that this was the karamat of Hazrat Khalid bin Walid. It was the karamat of Hazrat Khalid bin Walid that the mujahideen were saved. Death was in front of them. This is what the plan was. And the Romans were merciless people. They did not spare anyone. Aapko pata hai na, lions ke saamne insaanon ko phenkte the ye log history mein. Merciless people. There was no raham, no mercy for them. They were just waiting. Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala came. And Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala and so Hazrat Shurahbil with the 4,000, Hazrat Khalid bin Walid got very angry. And he said to Shurahbil that you did not wait for me to come. And who told you to attack Busra? I did not give any orders. So Hazrat Shurahbil looked down and he said, the orders were given to me from Hazrat Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah. And when he said the name of Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah, Hazrat Khalid bin Walid said that, listen to me, Hazrat Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah is a great grand Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But when it comes to military affairs, he does not have the experience that I have. He does not have the experience that I have. So when I tell you to do something, you listen to me. This was the hikmat and wisdom. He did not touch Dimashq. He came straight to Busra, and it is said that the next day the Romans forgot, and maybe that fear was no longer in their hearts for Hazrat Khalid bin Walid, and they said that let us attack them for the second time, maybe we are lucky. And Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala and was there outside, it was a siege, and these Romans all of a sudden came out from one side. But Hazrat Khalid bin Walid was prepared for that attack. On his right hand side, the right wing was covered by Hazrat Rafi' and the left wing was covered by Hazrat Zirar. Hazrat Zirar was an incredible Sahabi. There were no satellite phones at that time. Sayyidina, Hazrat Khalid bin Walid would say, Zirar, I want you to go there. Rafi', I want you to go there. It was this telepathic communication between Hazrat Khalid bin Walid and Hazrat Zirar. Hazrat Khalid and Hazrat Zirar were so close to each other that Hazrat Khalid bin Walid would look at Hazrat Zirar, and Hazrat Zirar, just by looking at the face of Hazrat Khalid bin Walid, would instruct, you go there, you go there, you go there. As if Hazrat Khalid bin Walid is saying something to him and he can hear it. And there was a great distance. This was the nisbat that both of them had. So he was looking after the left wing, Hazrat Khalid bin Walid was looking after the central area, and behind him was Hazrat Abdul Rahman, the son of Hazrat Abu Bakr. It is said that the Roman commander first came close to Hazrat Abdul Rahman bin Abu Bakr, and alhamdulillah, Hazrat Abdul Rahman bin Abu Bakr defeated him. Once he died, he was killed. That is the time Hazrat Khalid bin Walid put a full-scale attack in front of the Romans, and the Muslims were pushing them again forward and forward. The right wing took a lot of injury, the Muslims. It is said that Hazrat Zirar radiallahu ta'ala had the top part of the clothes, his armory, everything was on him. And his method of fighting, as I mentioned in the last session, was that they were so scared of him, they would say to him that, they would say to the soldiers that fight anyone but don't fight Khalid bin Walid and the naked soldier. And the naked soldier. Hazrat Zirar radiallahu ta'ala and got so angry that he took his shirt off from the top. There was a belt that was covering the navel, and the trousers that was there, izar, that was all covered. It was only the upper section. The satr was covered, the upper section was all open. And this is how he would fight. Hazrat Zirar with his sword, as he went forward, it is said that he launched one attack and the entire wing of the Roman army was all dead in front of them. They were so scared of him, they went back again. This was the second time on the second day. And alhamdulillah, victory was for the Muslimin. This was the greatest army on the face of the earth at that time, what we class as the superpower. And these are the Mujahideen, Khalid bin Walid, and Hazrat Zirar, Hazrat Rafi, taking them on. Once they went back again, Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala an was with his companions. It is said that in the dark they saw there was this man on the horse coming in front of Hazrat Khalid bin Walid, and because it was dark they could not recognize him. And as he came closer, he smiled at Hazrat Khalid bin Walid. And when he opened up his mouth, Hazrat Khalid bin Walid recognized him, and it was none other but Hazrat Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah. So he was on his horse. Now the two Amir, one was appointed by Hazrat Abu Bakr, and he said, when you meet Khalid bin Walid, then Imarat will be going to Hazrat Khalid bin Walid. Hazrat Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah comes, the one who had a good gap in between the two front teeth, the incisors were missing. And he was the son of the surgeon. Very, very handsome. Hazrat Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah had sharp features. It is said that he had a long beard, and in his beard he put khizab, hina, he would dye it. Mehendi lagate. And this was the sunnah of Rasulullah. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq also applied hina to the beard. And a very simple man. When he came, very humble, someone soft-hearted. This is why Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq said that there is nothing wrong with Hazrat Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah, but he is soft-hearted. You need someone like Hazrat Khalid bin Walid, so he became the Amir. When Hazrat Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah came, he was holding a flag which in color was yellow. This flag was given to him by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this was the flag that Hazrat Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah was holding in the Hazrat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had in the Battle of Khaybar. So here we have the two great close companions of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam meeting each other. Hazrat Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah is from the Ashra Mubashira. We always hear the blessed name in Jummah. وَلِكُلِّ أُمَّةٍ أَمِينٌ وَأَمِينُ هَذِي الْأُمَّةِ أَبُو عُبَيْدَةُ بْنُ الْجَرَّاحِ. InshaAllah ta'ala, from this meeting we will continue in the next session the talks between Hazrat Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah and Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiyallahu ta'ala. Durushay Palli. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما. اللهم تقبل منا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية في الدنيا والآخرة. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك عبدك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك عبدك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. سمعنا وأطعنا، غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.